Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode where today I want to unpack the idea and the opportunity around outsourcing your warehousing. What that means, who it's perfect for, and when it makes sense for you to actually pull the trigger and do this in your business. Because if it does make sense, it can do a lot of good stuff for you in terms of freeing up your time, giving you flexibility, and just putting the weight and the admin of looking after all of your inventory not on your plate. We give it over to somebody else. So generally, it will make the most sense for one of two types of business owners to be considering the idea of outsourcing their warehousing. It's either people who are just starting out, and maybe they work full time, or they don't want the hassle, or they don't have the space to have their stock on hand. The other group of people would be businesses that are growing at a rate where they need to consider getting bigger warehousing or setting up entire warehousing systems themselves. So those are generally the two types of people who might be interested in this conversation to begin with. But I feel like I need to take a little step back here and talk about, well, what exactly is outsourced warehousing? What is third-party logistics, the 3PL term that is often tossed around in the e-commerce world? Well, basically what it means is that instead of having your online store and your stockroom and your warehouse in one location where you are receiving your stock and every afternoon you and your team are picking, packing, and dispatching parcels, well, you can give that exercise and that effort and that admin over to somebody else. And this is where the 3PL warehouses step in. Third-party logistics, outsourced warehousing. It has a few terms that they throw around, but it's all the same thing. So what you could do in this situation is you don't actually have to handle or deal with any of the stock yourself. So when you order stock from your suppliers, they wouldn't deliver that stock to you. They would actually deliver the stock to this warehouse, the other outsourced warehouse, the 3PL. And that is a really interesting scenario because as business owners, we often like to control everything. And we like to kind of look over a glance into the corner and see what stock we have on hand. But this really does open up the business to grow at a new level where you aren't just focusing on, when you outsource your warehousing, the growth that you have comes from the ability to run the growth side of your business and not be bogged down with the admin of looking after and controlling your stock. Because for anybody who is doing this, where you have your stock, geez, maybe when you're starting out, the stock can fit under your desk. Then as you grow, you might use a spare room in your house to put all the stock in there, right? And as you grow, you get offices and you get a little corner or an extra office space or maybe even a storeroom. And as you grow further, you might consider a little warehouse. And then that grows into a bigger warehouse. And when you're starting out and it's just you, then you guys know the deal. Like every afternoon as orders are coming in, you need to go fold open those boxes, put the products in, secure it up, make sure the invoice is there, the weighbills are booked in the right way, sent to the right people, tape it up securely, stick the weighbill on, book the courier, make sure that you get it to them, and let's hope that the courier actually arrives on time. Because otherwise that delays the whole process. And then you're phoning couriers, you're making sure that you give it to them, you're getting their courier driver signature on the paperwork, which you need to keep safe to prove that they collected it. There's a lot of work. It can be a bit of a headache, let's be honest here. And when we're starting out, this is part of the entrepreneurial journey. This is part of the fun, right? So this is what we're doing. But what if we didn't have to do that at all? What if we could just focus on improving our website? Doing marketing, doing customer support, getting sales. What if we could do that and not have to spend our afternoons packing boxes and dealing with couriers? What if we could just streamline the entire operation and not have to do all of the admin? Doesn't that sound pretty good? Well, it does. And it's a service that is offered by these outsourced warehouses, the third-party logistics warehouses. They take all of that hassle off your hands so that you can actually run your e-commerce business like an e-commerce business, where you focus on improving the website, getting more traffic, offering great customer service, and driving up those sales. And when you remove the hassle of the logistics and all of that stock keeping and the boxes and the stock takes, oh my gosh, let's not get started on stock takes. When you can remove all of that off your plate, it can actually free you up to grow the business at a faster rate. And so this is quite an appealing offer. And as I said in the beginning, generally the two groups of people that will be considering outsourced logistics and warehousing would be either the entrepreneur who's starting out, maybe it's a side hustle, maybe they just don't want the stock on hand, and they're looking at a way that they can run this business without having to have all of these headaches of packing and dispatching all of these parcels every single day. So that's the first group. The second group is the group of businesses that are growing at a rapid rate. With my business, Action Gear, we were there. We had offices here in Randburg. We had 3, 4, 5 offices that we were paying rent for, which were actually just stock rooms. And we had security, we had people dedicated to those spaces. Our systems were waxed, but it was a lot of resources, a lot of space, rent, time, effort. And I did mention the headache of stock takes, because every single month at the last day of the month, you've got to do a stock take. You just have to do it because you have to know what stock is on hand. You need to check that your system is accurately reflecting the stock that that should be there. And then when things aren't correct, and yes, every single time there are variations, as the accountants like to call it, you need to investigate that and see what happened here. Why are there variations? Did we dispatch the wrong item? Did we send 2 items instead of 1? Did we maybe have a bit of theft? That's a sneaky little thing that pops up as you start to grow a team. It's not a nice part of business, but in South Africa, we have this wonderfully unique term, which is called shrinkage. Apparently, shrinkage is an okay thing. Oh my gosh. Oh man, people around the rest of the world just laugh at me when I talk about shrinkage. Anyway, stock takes really do take up a lot of resources. You literally cannot receive or dispatch orders until your stock take is done, because that just complicates the stock counts altogether. So your business almost grinds to a halt during that stock take period, and it can't be released. You can't start letting stock flow in or out until you've done all of those variances, all of those investigations, and it can take an entire day, sometimes a day and a half. And that in itself is a big cost. But let's look at the other costs of having that. With Action Gear, we were paying rent on 4 or 5 office spaces, which were just for inventory. And that was fine. That's effectively, it was our stockroom, little warehouse. It was great. And the rent was actually pretty cheap. But we also had, we had 3 people dedicated to that stock space, receiving stock, shelving it, doing those counts, pick packing and dispatching, dealing with the couriers, and all of the effort that they had to do. We also had a security system, we had insurance, we had the whole flow of stock moving in and out. And there's a whole lot to get this right, really there is. And there was other costs included. When you look at the cost of actually dispatching an order, everything that happens in terms of moving that product in and out of your stockroom, your warehouse, there's packaging costs, there's tape costs, there is the cost of print ink. Ink is an incredible little cost that sneaks out of nowhere, and so suddenly you're spending $1,000 or 2 on ink every single month. There's all these little costs that just sneak up on you. And the best way to figure out if working with a third-party logistics warehouse would be a good option for you would be to start to track these costs. How much are you spending per dispatch? This is a number that I want you to know before making this decision for yourself. Is it going to be worth your time? And the way that you track that is you add up all of these ancillary costs in terms of your stock keeping, the rent, the staff, the insurance, the packaging cost, the cost of boxes, the ink, and everything else that comes around with dispatching one little parcel. And when you work out the total cost of your dispatches per month, divide that by the number of parcels that you sent out over that month. And that gives you a cost per dispatch. What is it actually costing you per dispatch? Of course, we've got the courier fee, and that's something entirely separate. Because whether you're sending the parcel from your own warehouse or from a third-party logistics warehouse, you're still going to have to pay the courier fee. An interesting little segue here is that often these warehouses and these third-party logistics systems, well, they aren't just sending 10 or 50 parcels a day like you might be. They are sending hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of parcels out every single day. And that means that they can use that scale as a negotiation to reduce the cost of dispatches. And so more often than not, when you send a parcel out from a third-party logistics warehouse, it actually costs you less for the courier than if you were to do it yourself. So there's a little bit of a saving there, and we need to recognize that saving, and I'll explain why in a moment. But coming back to this idea of working out the total cost per dispatch, we work out all the costs that we have related to that dispatch, to the warehousing, the rent for that space, anything that is associated to actually managing your inventory, divided by the number of orders that you dispatched to get your cost per dispatch. And that number is really important because now you can go to a 3PL and you can start to actually make an informed decision as to whether this will work for you or not. Because when you go to the 3PL, you'll see that they charge you for everything. Like, yes, we expect that they will charge us rent, and they're going to charge us rent to put our stuff on their shelves. That's fine. But there's also lots and lots of other costs. You know, of course, you're going to pay for the packaging, the box, the tape, the bubble wrap, anything else that is used. They also charge you for picking costs, and that happens every single time they touch your product. When they receive it from your supplier and they put it on the shelf, there's a cost. When they pick that product off the shelf to put in the parcel that's going to the customer, there's a cost. And there are a lot of other little costs that come up. You can speak to the warehouses, and I'll give you a list of recommended ones at the end of this episode. But as we look at those costs, we can start to figure out what would an estimated cost per dispatch be through that warehouse. And there it's actually a little bit easier to work out that cost per dispatch. In fact, they'll probably give it to you because they want you to know this number so you can make a decision. And let's say that you go through this exercise for yourself, and you do need to do this for yourself to make a proper decision. But when you get this number and you look at what's your cost per dispatch and then what's it going to cost you on average to dispatch a parcel through the 3PL, well, you're almost certainly going to see that it's more expensive to do it through the 3PL. That, I'm just being upright with you and being very honest. But there are some other considerations here, and two major ones that come to mind right now. Firstly, when you move all of this admin off your hands to the 3PL, it frees you up, as I said before, to be able to grow your business, to be able to do all the fun stuff, to be able to do digital marketing, to be able to focus on the website, to do customer support, and to just grow your sales. We're actually running a proper e-commerce business there without the hassle of all of that extra admin. And so when you have more time to focus on growing your business, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to grow the business. Of course you are. And there's this other fact, this other cost, this other consideration, which is nearly impossible to actually put a monetary value on. But it is so important for you to consider in terms of the decision of whether or not you should look at outsourcing your logistics. And that factor, that consideration, is often referred to as a cost of complexity, but I like to look at it as the savings of simplicity. Now, in business school, you learn about the cost of complexity being when something's difficult and complicated, there's a cost. There's a time cost, there's an admin cost, there's a cost of even just thinking about it, because there is only so much thinking time you have in a day. And if you're spending a lot of time thinking about all of your warehousing and your stock controls, then heck, there is a cost included in that. But rather, let's flip that around and say, what about the saving of simplicity? This is not a monetary value. This is just, wow, this is less anxiety. This is running a more simple, streamlined, easier business. There's a lot to say for that, because complexity is difficult. Simplicity is easy. I think it was Einstein who said something along the lines of, any fool can make something complicated, but it takes a genius to make something simple. And when you make something simple and it's easier to operate, wow, it's just easier. It's just easier. There's less hassle. There's less stress. There's less anxiety. There's less going on. And that is definitely a consideration. And that point right there was actually one of the deciding factors as to why I decided to outsource my warehousing from having my stockroom in the offices in Randburg, and we handed it over to a 3PL partner. And oh my gosh, it was like a breath of fresh air. When we didn't have those couriers in and out of our office space all day long, when we didn't have big delivery trucks arriving at our door and the whole team has to stop what they're doing to go and move boxes into the house. It's good old entrepreneurship, but heck, it's what we have to do. But when we didn't have to do that, the office became a calmer place. It became more streamlined. And thankfully, the people that were looking after the stock, we didn't have to release them. We were able to repurpose them into our team to focus on better customer service and better customer support and just being able to pick up the phones quicker. And all of those factors actually led to us growing our sales at a faster rate. And it was just such a breath of fresh air to not have to deal with that. And what we were also able to do is instead of doing stock takes at the end of the month, we were able to go for lunch at the end of the month because we were so used to dedicating a day or a day and a half to stock takes. Well, now we just took that time and did like a team little lunch or something like that. But there was so much savings included in that. And the fact was that it was monetarily more expensive for us to do it through the 3PL partner. But the saving of simplicity and the growth of our sales actually led to our business growing. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but sometimes when you invest in your business and you make these bold decisions, it can work out far better. So when you look at your accounting bottom line and your costs go up, that hurts you a little bit. That really stings. But when you see your sales going up, which leads to higher profits, that doesn't feel too bad at all. So this is certainly something that entrepreneurs can be considering. Whether you are starting out and you just don't have the capacity or the space or the headspace to be able to have your stock on hand. Maybe you just want to start your business and run it lean from the beginning and you want to just outsource your stock entirely from the beginning. Or if your business is in a growth phase, run these numbers, run these calculations, work it out for yourself. But ultimately, you would have heard me say this time and time again. One of the important factors to being able to grow the business is always going to be healthy profit margins. If you are operating your business on a very thin profit margin, it's nearly impossible to make a decision like this, to be able to do something like this, because any cost on the bottom line, it really hurts way more than anybody else. But if you have healthy profit margins, you can do stuff like this, you can invest in the business, and you know that taking on a higher cost right now will lead to growth in the business, more sales, and more profit later on. It is really an investment in the business. Now, this isn't right for everybody. I won't say that at all. But for people who have listened to this and thought this sounds like something that I should be considering, I want to share some recommendations with you of companies that are in South Africa and are doing a great service in this space. Now, the one which we've worked with, this is a company that I used for many years, good old Parcel Ninja. They are one of the most recognizable brands in this space in terms of 3PLs, third-party logistics warehouses, which are specifically catering for e-commerce. Now, they have previously taken on SME and smaller business partners, but since they were recently bought by Imperial, which was actually one of the biggest e-commerce deals done in Southern African history for e-commerce, high five Justin Drennan, my buddy who owns that business, well, now Parcel Ninja is focusing through Imperial with their new partners. They're focusing on getting bigger clients, which means that we can definitely start working with other warehouses who are also catering for e-commerce companies, just like Parcel Ninja did. And two of my favorite companies to recommend is either Parcel IT or Tigers Logistics. Tigers Logistics is a big worldwide corporation, really well established and super good at what they do. Parcel IT is a South African homegrown business, and they're doing exactly what us e-commerce players want them to do. So you can look at either of those options, Parcel IT or Tigers Logistics, and you can go and see which one might be right for you. Reach out to them, ask for their pricing list, get a quote, go and walk around their warehouse. Yes, they will happily guide you around their warehouse and show you how it all works. Go and investigate this and see if this is something that might just alleviate your business and make it oh so much easier to run your business and to grow those sales. So let me know how it goes. I'd love for you to tag me on Instagram and let me know how you found this conversation. And if you are considering outsourcing your logistics, let me know. Pop me a DM on Instagram and also tune in for the upcoming virtual summit. Did you join last year? Well, last year we put together Africa's biggest ever e-commerce event, the PayFast E-commerce Virtual Summit 2020. We had over 10,000 attendees, and we are busy ramping up for even a bigger event in this 2021. PayFast is back on board as our headline sponsor, and we have so many amazing sponsors and speakers from right around the world. And one of those sponsors, Tigers Logistics, will have their head of growth being one of our speakers at the upcoming summit. So be sure to book your free ticket for the upcoming PayFast e-commerce virtual summit by visiting insaka.co.za/summit. It is absolutely free for you to attend. And if you are into e-commerce and you are learning about e-commerce in South Africa, then you do not want to miss this upcoming event. It is the biggest e-commerce event in Africa, and it's absolutely free. So the place to get your ticket for that is insaka.co.za/summit. Go and book your ticket and let me know once you've booked it, because I can't wait. It kicks off soon. I'll chat to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.